Well, Australia is slashing the number of people allowed to enter the country from overseas while authorities try to get on top of the Victorian outbreaks. The Prime Minister has conceded it will make it harder for Australians living abroad to return. The government's arguing pressure has to be taken off state quarantine systems. It has, though, left many expats even more nervous about how they'll get home. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
COVID-19 has forced hundreds of thousands of Australians living all over the world to rush back to the relative safety of home. For those who haven't yet made the journey, though, it's about to get tougher.
It will be more difficult because there will be a reduction in the available capacity for people to be coming back to Australia.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the number of international arrivals allowed into Australia will be cut from around 6,500 last week to just over 4,000 a week. It means Brisbane Airport's weekly intake of overseas passengers will be capped at 500. Perth will take 525 a week, and Sydney will keep its new cap of 450 overseas arrivals each day before making further reductions in coming weeks. A temporary suspension of international flights into Victoria remains in place. Mr. Morrison argues the new limits will ease pressure on state quarantine systems and ensure more resources can be used for testing and contact tracing.
There will be continuing access to Australia, but the number of available positions on flights will be less, and I don't think that is surprising or unreasonable in the circumstances that we find ourselves in. We have to put the national interest first.
But the decision has alarmed many Australians abroad who are already struggling to get out.
I don't know what our solution is. We are basically stuck here with no option to get out and expiring visas.
Deborah Tellis is an Australian who's been teaching in India. She was booked onto a flight home last month, but says she had to give up her ticket when her daughter returned a false positive coronavirus test.
It's not we are sitting here being tardy. We're actually really stressed, and people are out of work and stuck in places in India that are some of them quite remote.
National Cabinet has also agreed that all of the states and territories will start charging for mandatory hotel quarantine. Deborah Tellis is prepared to pay if she can get a flight back. But for Nicola Harford, who's trying to move back to Australia from Singapore, it's another source of stress.
I understand that the economy is under a lot of pressure. However, I'm living overseas. I work in the aviation sector myself and just recently lost my job. My husband's on reduced hours. We're coming home because we can't afford to live overseas, and it's costing us a fortune to move.
Problems in Victoria's hotel quarantine have been blamed for a number of that state's coronavirus outbreaks. A judicial inquiry has already been launched there, and Scott Morrison has announced a former secretary of the Federal Health Department, Jane Holton, has been appointed to review systems across the country. He's also urged Australians outside Victoria to do more to avoid becoming complacent.
When we're at home and there are people around, we still have to practice the social distancing. It's still not okay for hugs and handshakes. It's important to maintain the discipline of the social distancing behind closed doors, not just out in the public space.
It's a message reinforced by the acting chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, who's delivered this warning.
We are all at risk, regardless of whether we are living in Perth, if we're living in a rural area. Those messages we've been giving all throughout about the physical distancing, the hand hygiene, the cough hygiene, etc. People need to continue to listen to that.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, Jade McMillan reporting in Canberra.